Message number 930. You will soon be told to use your faith to create a political campaign around the world to save the poor. Sunday, October 6, 2013 at 23:20. My dearly beloved daughter, the voice of the false prophet roars about all that is sacred in my church. Little, however, will be said about the importance of upholding God's teachings, sacraments, and the proclamation of the truth. Instead, you will see diversions such as looking after the world's poor and hungry, and this will be deemed to be your first task as servants of God. As servants and followers of God in the church, your first allegiance is to the truth of what I told you. Loving the poor and the hungry and helping them is a good thing, but my church on earth has a much bigger role which was sworn to me. This includes the teaching of the truth in everything I taught you, and you will do this if you truly love me. The church has a mission to teach the truth of my teachings. Taking one aspect of my word to help the poor is admirable but misleading, as my teachings clearly state that you must help the poor in soul. Help them to cure their soul before you help them to be free of life's afflictions. If I give you a poor man and ask you to help him, how would you do this? Give him clothes? Money to feed his family? Or would you have me save his soul first? You will soon be told to focus all your attention on the world's poor. You will be asked for money, and this will be taken from different sources to help the world's poor, jobless and homeless. You will be told that I, Jesus Christ, always loved the poor. The problem is this. I seek out the poor of spirit first, to free them away from their lost lives. The poor of soul, those who have little spiritual feeling for God, are the ones I crave. Blessed are those who are poor in this life with little to show for it, but who love me, for these people are not poor at all. The rich man who has no love for me is in more need of my love, my mercy, my compassion than those who are forced to find food, clothes and shelter. How you love me and how you ask me to save you is what you need to pay attention to. The sacraments will be the saving force of those who are rich and poor but who have no love for me. You will soon be told to use your faith to create a political campaign around the world to save the poor by leaders in my churches everywhere. Nothing will be said to encourage you to prepare for my second coming, for they will not dare to prepare you for this great day. They would rather take your mind off me by asking you to spend more time honoring the works of the false prophet. Very shortly, holy statues, relics, posters, cups and large commissioned paintings will be made of the false prophet to be placed in churches everywhere. His image, along with the Antichrist in time, will adorn many public places, churches, political centers, as well as in countries where their parliaments will be seen to embrace the Catholic Church in a new light. This will create a new form of false evangelism, and because it will appeal to a modern secular society, it will attract admirers from all over the world. Not one word will condone the importance of the holy sacraments as they were given to the world or the important graces which they yield. Instead, each will be played down, extra meanings added in order to appeal to those who deny them as they are. This will be in the hope that the abomination of the desecration of my sacraments will be offered to as many people as possible to take them away from God, so that the enemies of God can complete their pact with the devil. The devil will deceive many who belong to my church in this time in history. He will do this in the most charming and convincing way, and he will justify lies when his servants will say that I would approve of these new changes. I, Jesus Christ, will be misquoted in order to win over souls. My teachings will be twisted in order to destroy my church and steal those souls closest to me. Millions will accept the lies without a care in the world. You must pray for them in the hope that they will realize in time that something is wrong. When I appoint leaders and when a chosen soul has been appointed to spread my holy word within my church on earth, the truth is always straightforward, clear, concise, and straight to the point. When you are being lied to through the influence of the spirit of evil, you will become confused. Phrases won't make sense. So-called improvements presented by enemies within my church mean that the truth is not good enough. My word, my sacraments, my teachings do not need to be improved upon, for they came from me. I am God. I am perfect. My word remains forever. Any man who tampers with my most holy word is an enemy of God. My anger is great at this time, and any man who treats my body, the most holy Eucharist, with disrespect and says he leads my people know that this is untrue. I would never request a leader in my church to change the word of God by introducing new meanings or new interpretations. This could never be. Your Jesus.